This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. We're into the final days of Judy Genchef's tenure as president of the University of South Florida. I sat down recently with Genchef, who will retire July 1st after 19 years leading USF, for a two-part interview. Previously, we discussed her successes, and now we'll ask her to reflect some more, including on some of her low points.
Well, you know, the presidency and leadership positions are filled with highs and lows. I often say a presidency is like a roller coaster ride, and you just have to ride that through and make sure that you never lose focus on your goals.
I'm going to give you a name or a word or an event, and you just give me kind of your immediate response. Consolidation.
Best for the students. I love it.
Preeminence.
I love it. We've reached all heights and all the metrics that are required for preeminence. I'm so proud.
USF Athletics.
USF Athletics is on the move to rise and get better and better.
Research.
We are wow. We started with about $150 million when I started in research expenditures, and now we're up to $560 million. We bring economic value to our region, our state. We are really presenting new discoveries and new innovations.
Now, here come the curveballs, and I want to add some context here. Florida Polytechnic University once was USF Lakeland and USF Polytechnic before the state legislature, led by former Senator J.D. Alexander, led a controversial move to break it away.
Be well and prosper.
Former USF professor Samuel Arian. You and the Board of Trustees fired him in 2001 because of concerns over campus safety due to his possible ties to the Palestine Islamic Jihad. He was later charged by the federal government, but a jury acquitted him on half the charges and deadlocked on the others. After he struck a plea deal, he was deported to Turkey.
Samuel Arian is where he should be.
And USF branch campuses. That's the state legislature-approved way that USF St. Petersburg and Sarasota Manatee will be formally recognized under consolidation.
I am very much looking forward to students taking advantage of new programs, new opportunities. I think it is the right way of moving.
What do you think that first day of school in August of 2019 is going to be like for you?
I'll be on a cruise ship. I'll be having fun.
Good answer. Have you had the opportunity in the last, let's say, 6 or 7 months since you announced your retirement to really think about what your legacy is going to be here for the University of South Florida?
Well, I just want to know, hopefully, that I've made a significant positive difference. I know that we have built up all three campus sites tremendously. We've put $1.75 billion into new construction to help the student success. And I just want to continue to see students graduate with pride and happy.
Last question. When you took this job in 2000, did you envision yourself 18 years later at a preeminent university, still leading it and getting ready to step down?
If you look at my inaugural speech, I used the word preeminent institution. I'm not sure I envisioned it quite the way it is right now, but I had that vision that we could really make a difference here and we could really actualize the potential that I saw at the university. We've come a long way.
You can hear part one of my interview with Judy Genchef and see highlights from stories we've done during her tenure at WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.